The Hidden Node for August the 21st, 2014. It is the 21st episode of the Early Days of Podcasting. So, today I did my best to be as awesome as I could and not let things stop me from being awesome. I don't know if I succeeded, but I'm going to keep trying to be awesome, because that's better than the alternative. So, the theme is appropriately enough for this day. It's a little vacation from the gaming perspective, but more towards the virtual community perspective. The timetable for this episode starts in late 2006. Patty got me a kind of early Christmas present, late birthday present. By this time, I'd already worked my first job. Had lost it earlier in the year because, well, car accident. I kind of killed a car, so me and Patty were having to deal with sharing a car for a bit. So sometime in, I want to say October, maybe September of 2006, started working for one of the Big Ten banks. Probably a good idea not to say which one, because I don't know if I may or may not say something disparaging. I might not, depends. But had gotten a job as a temp at a major bank in, an office, not a branch. And so at the time, I had been pretty much listening to whatever CDs I had brought along on the CD player. Both of the jobs I had done up to that point were just listening to stuff. So Patty picked me up an iPod Touch. No, not iPod Touch. iPod Nano. Oh, we get the iPod Touch for a couple of years. Picked me up an iPod Nano. And so I started listening to music on it. But that got kind of boring after a while. I only had so much music at the time. Again, I had pretty much lost all my digital records, which included pretty much all of my music. I had a few CDs, like physical hard CDs, that I had brought with me from, the survival of the hurricane, but for the most part, I didn't have much tunage. So I was very desperate to get some new content. However, while before 2005, 2006, I admit I was a bit of a digital pirate, I had kind of cut that out once I started getting a paycheck. And rebuilding music takes time, costs money, and there wasn't as much then, at least to my knowledge, and at least what I knew then. I probably was wrong, I just didn't know where to look for new free music then, so I looked for other free content. And that is when, in 2006, I first learned about podcasting. More specifically, I learned about NPR podcasting, which turns out really was just mostly their shows just put available online in a digital format to download. But hey, they came across an RSS feed, so they're podcasts, technically. Rebroadcast of radio programs is still a podcast. And I listened to a bunch of them. I honestly don't remember all the shows. I know some were kind of this weird kind of eclectic, independent, kind of, two guys had a random idea and an NPR station in New York decided to say, okay, well, it's free to produce, so go ahead, do it. And then, some of the more kind of big shows. And then I also picked up a few of their kind of talk shows too. Was it A Way with Words? It was one of the ones where they talked about the etymology of words a lot. But the show kept going on break, so I eventually took it off my feed, and I don't think I've ever gone back to listen to it. But somewhere in all the NPR podcasts I was listening to, someone eventually said a name that I now deeply associate with podcasting. They said the name Mer Lafferty in relation to the podcast Pseudopod. Pseudopod was the first non-NPR podcast I ever listened to. I, of course, found Escape Pod through Pseudopod. But then I wanted to find more and more Lafferty stuff because she kept mentioning that she did more stuff. So then I found I Should Be Writing. And from there, I found Draco Vista and all of their shows. So by the time, I want to say by the time I had found Draco Vista stuff, it was probably about February 2007. But I hadn't, I remember I listened to one episode of, I think, Slice of Sci-Fi or Winging It, one of them. And I decided I loved it, and then I saw there was a huge back catalog available. So I was like, you know, I can catch up to the new stuff. And so I pretty much mainlined, you know, Winging It over the course of the next month or so. Mixed in with all these other podcasts I was finding, you know, from the Farpoint Media feeds. And I think it caught up sometime in April 2007. And, well, that's timely considering now. Did not mean to remind myself of that. Oh, done is done. And so, from there, I kind of lose the thread on, I don't know if you guys can hear my cats meowing in the background, but I don't know if they're trying to get my attention or not. They're not coming in here, but they're definitely meowing up a storm. From there, I lose the thread of how I found different podcasts. I know it was a kind of steady growth over the next 2 to 3 years. But it kind of slowed down sometime in 2009 or so. But then in 2010, everything kind of erupted again. Because I finally, after hearing about DragonCon and Balticon over and over again for the last 3 years, I decided that maybe I should go check this place out. Maybe it would be really, really cool. And so in 2010, when I first attended DragonCon, I found all these new, amazing, wonderful shows and started following them. But then I also found something else out that I realized that DragonCon was fun in 2010, hearing it from what all the podcasters were doing. Because I wasn't involved yet. And I also was extremely shy. Still am. But I realized that all the cool stuff I kept listening to, all the community I kept hearing, I had the opportunity to be part of it if I just stepped up and started talking to people. And which is why a lot of people remember start seeing me in 2011, because that's when I decided I would talk to anybody, just cause. Which is kind of my policy nowadays. I'm so awfully shy in real life, but when it comes to conventions, man, I'll just talk to whoever. Standing in line, hey, how you doing? Someone passing, oh, that's a cool costume, you know? People who are having a conversation, welcome other people joining. Yeah, sure, I'll join. More often than not, I'm still kind of the passive. I will listen and then interject points here and there, but, you know, becoming a part of the podcast community as opposed to a passive listener was a huge social change for me. I still wish I was more heavily involved with it, and I've been thinking that in the past month or two, 3 months really, I've been doing better about it. Because I'm trying to... What I realized with connecting with podcasting was that I was trying to connect myself to more creative people. Don't get me wrong, I love my group of gamers. I love my gamer friends. They are like so wonderful, awesome people. But most of them are content with where they are in life. And don't really do much. They don't really create anything. They just kind of just play games and go to work and then that's it. Whereas the podcasters I've talked to have been some really amazing creative people. You know, even the ones who aren't, you know, writing or who aren't, you know, creating different stuff. They're creating podcasts. They're creating these audio projects that matter. That means something. That have merit. Is it, you know, groundbreaking stuff? No, not always. But they're creating stuff. They're putting stuff out there. They're putting themselves out there. And I kind of dig surrounding myself with those kind of people. Because it helps inspire me to kind of be more creative and productive and do stuff. So, I'm trying to remember where I was in this thread, and somewhere along the way I've kind of lost it. So, I guess talking about podcasting and podcast community in terms of virtual community, I guess that's kind of the topic here I'm going for, which is essentially connection to people with like minds who inspire you, who encourage you to do awesome things, even if they don't know you, even if they don't talk to you directly, but just by being a part of an exchange of ideas and being able to happily share that has been an amazing thing. And every time I open myself up to talking to the podcast community and the awesome, wonderful people who are a part of it, and the love they share and the encouragement they share, has always been a positive experience for me. I cannot honestly think of a time that a connection with someone from that community has been a negative thing for me. I'm sure there are examples out there. I mean, every group has its, you know, people who might be harmful to you. But I've been very fortunate in that every experience I've had with these creative people has been reinforcing of my own creativity and my own capabilities. And I gotta tell you, I am really sorry that this year I'm gonna be missing Dragon Con. Because I really am going to miss seeing all of you. It is wonderful hearing your voices through the dark days of podcasting. And it is really wonderful keeping up with you and keeping track and see what's going on in your life. And I really wish I had the opportunity to come hang out. But life is as life is. And there will be next year, hopefully. There should be next year. I don't see any reason I won't be going to Dragon Con next year. Although, truth be told, I'm really extremely looking forward to the possibility of going to Balticon next year. I'm going to try to pull as many strings as I can to make that happen. But we'll see. I am reaching peak rambling capacity at this point, so I think it's time to head off. So, we will be heading back to the gaming world tomorrow, where we talk about my, the biggest vampire on my wallet the game delivery engine called Steam. With that, bye-bye.